Welcome, Black Hollywood Live fans. On tonight's Fit Club, we are joined by Erica Honig and Sabrina Jones of Beachbody's The 20s. We will find out who will become the next Beachbody Super Trainer tonight. Hear more.
You're tuned into Black Hollywood Live, Fit Club.
All right, welcome to the Fit Club. I am your host, Fallon Mercedes. You guys can find me online at fitwithfallon.com. Here with my lovely co-host, Mr. Shaka Strong.
You can find me at Shaka Strong on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat.
And today we have some wonderful, beautiful guests. It feels so good to have some estrogen in here along with me, because usually it's just Shaka and guy co-hosts. So next to me I have
Sabrina Jones from the 20s.
And
Erica Honig.
All right, so these two beautiful ladies are not only beautiful, they are strong, they are smart, and they are up to win, hopefully, one of them. Is it just one?
Just one.
Only one for Beachbody's new show called The 20s, where they look for, I guess, the next big trainer. You know, we've seen Autumn Calabrese. We've seen Tony Horton. Yeah. We've seen so many people come from there who are probably millionaires, billionaires, just from their programming, but also have changed a lot of people's lives with getting them fit and healthy and active. And one of these lucky ladies will be doing that. But they will have to fight to get there. And I believe there's 20 people in the house. Is that why it's called the 20s?
It started with 20 trainers, and then they narrowed it down to 11, and currently we're at 9.
Currently at 9.
And for our viewers out there, in October is when you can vote to see who will become the next trainer. You want to check out the 20 show. That's the20sandshow.com.
Now, I was on a TV show as a personal trainer, but we did not film in the same setting. So I know this show, they literally put you in the same house. So I imagine there's a lot of guys, so all that testosterone, all the girls, all that estrogen. You guys are workout fanatics. You guys have to compete against each other. How was it being in that house for, do you guys film for what, a couple months?
11 weeks.
Oh, well. Yes. Yeah. How was it? Do you guys really like each other or no?
You know what? We did, actually. You would think, you know, we're all trainers. We all have big personalities.
Yeah.
We all have big egos. But you know what? Beachbody found a lot of good people.
Yeah.
Genuinely good people. I mean, we did butt heads at times, but everyone pretty much liked each other for the most part.
I mean, the most dramatic part was like who left the dishes in the sink.
Really?
Other than that, we pretty much did go out.
So it's kind of like the real world meets, what is it, the Ninja Warrior show?
American Ninja Warrior
all in one. So
pretty much.
Tell me your backgrounds, because you both have, you know, athletic backgrounds, but totally opposite, I guess, ways into fitness. Now, you started off, I believe, overweight when you were younger. And how did that spark your interest into getting into fitness?
Okay, yeah. So right when I graduated high school, I started working at a fast food restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
Hardee's. It's Carl's Jr.
Mine was McDonald's. Hey!
So yeah, you know, so every second I was like turning around and drinking soda. Mm-hmm. And then you go on lunch. What do? You eat their food. Yeah. And that was like every day.
They give it to you for free.
Yeah, they give it to us for free. Yeah, yeah, sure. And, you know, I gained a lot of weight. Mm-hmm. So
now when you say a lot of weight, how much weight did
I started, like when I started working there, I was fresh out of high school. I was maybe like 140.
Mm-hmm.
And then before I left there to ship off to the Marines, I was 165. Mm-hmm. And I'm 5'5", so mm-hmm. that's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so by chance, a Marine Corps recruiter walked into, you know, the restaurant, and he was looking for my cousin, which is weird. It's just weird. And he was like, well, yeah, I'm like, no, he's not in here. And he gave me his card. He was like, let's set up a meeting. And I'm like, I don't care what you got to say. I'm not going to the Marines, mm-hmm. you know. I'm not going to die. I don't want to die.
Yeah, and being a girl, you know, going into the Marines, there's not too many women. Well, now there is, but probably when
it's still pretty low, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But everything he told me, I was like, okay, I'll take your little test. I'll go to your little meeting. You know, I'll do your little physical test. And eventually he changed my mind.
Oh,
and I went. Yeah. So I had to do, like, some crazy stuff to try to like lose weight. I went on like an all fruit diet to actually be able to ship off.
So, how much weight did you have to lose before you shipped off?
I had to lose right around 10 pounds to ship off.
Mm-hmm.
But they gave me kind of an incentive to ship off. Being a female, they were like, we can get you like a $3,000 bonus if you ship off. And here I am, like 18 years old.
That's some deep motivation.
I'm gonna be rich with $3,000. Yeah. So I did it. And I shipped off.
Okay, so when you shipped off, did you have any prior experience in fitness or athletics, or did you play any sports?
I was in band. And I didn't even play an instrument. I was like a flag girl.
Okay, that's a little bit of a workout.
Yeah, the arms.
Yeah, yeah, sure, sure. And then I ran track, and I lost my first race, and I quit. I was like, yeah, this isn't for me. I'm not about that track life.
This might not be good for the show, then, if you're a sore sport. All right, so yeah. You went to the Marines, and where did you fall in love with fitness from there?
Well, in the Marines, after I got stationed at my duty station, as a young kid, you're making a lot of money. Mm-hmm. So now I'm settled in. I'm at my duty station. I make a lot of money. Now I'm eating the way I want to eat. And I gained a lot of weight. I got put
on. So you gained even more weight.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And it was, then like my whole Marine Corps career was just a struggle. Mm-hmm. So I had to lose the weight. I got on their body composition program. It's basically a program that they put all overweight Marines on. Pretty much tells everyone, hey, you're overweight. You need to fix yourself. It's very embarrassing. And, you know, kind of a shock to make you, hey, everyone sees you're overweight. You need to lose weight. Kind of, you know, an embarrassment. So. Mm-hmm. I barely got off the program, like right before I got out, and I did not re-enlist because, you know, my weight was such a struggle. So I didn't really get into fitness until like a year and a half after I got out of the Marine Corps, because I just kept gaining weight. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, I got to do something about this. I can only blame it on, like, I had my daughter for so long.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I was like, yeah, this is baby weight a year and a half later. Yeah. So I finally got a personal trainer, mm-hmm. and lost weight, and did my first bodybuilding competition and ended up placing first.
Ooh, look at you. I need to call you for some tips.
I was like, yes, yes, I can
now,
do this.
Now, was it bikini or was it physique?
It was figure.
Oh, figure.
Yeah, so it wasn't bikini. It was figure. I was a little worried going into it because you do need a little bit of muscle for figure, but I'm naturally a bigger girl anyways, muscle, you know, my muscularity and whatnot. But I got first place, and that's basically where I fell in love with fitness that day.
Nice. Wow, I love that. Yeah. And now for you, I believe you have a dancing background. So can you tell us more about how you fell in love with fitness?
Yes, my background is within dance and bar. Mm-hmm. And my mom put me in ballet and tap, jazz, everything. Mm-hmm. And I was only three.
Oh, wow.
So I was pretty active growing up. And then in high school, I got a personal trainer. Mm-hmm. And I went
Why did you get a trainer in high school?
Well, I went to a performing arts high school, freshman through, or it was sophomore through junior year. Mm-hmm. And then senior year, they were like, you graduated our program, so you have to go back to high school all day. And I was like, no, not after going half day for years. So they said that I could do a study program where I just basically come back to them and give them wherever I was working. And so I worked at my studio, and I got a personal trainer as well. And then I moved out to LA, mm-hmm. and I fell into bar and teaching mm-hmm. bar. And now it's just amazing to kind of collide both worlds, mm-hmm. and I love it.
And somewhere in between there, you dance for a professional team, correct?
Yes, I danced for the Brooklyn Nets.
Oh, how cool. 2 years. Yeah. Nice. And then what was the workout regimen? Was it just dancing all day for them, or did you also, like, work out?
It was intense. It was both. It was working out and dancing, which, you know, is still working out. But mm-hmm. we had boot camps. It was intense. You know, those routines are around 2 minutes long, and it's all cardio, so you really need that endurance. Yeah. So that was really difficult. Before every practice, before we would even get to the dancing, mm-hmm. we were doing boot camp. So mm-hmm. it was really intense.
Well, I'd like to know from both of you, how did you make the transition from dancer to trainer, and from Marine. Competing Marine to trainer?
Do you
want
to go first?
Well, after I left the Marines, I was like, I had to, you know, I obviously had to change my life because I was only gaining weight. So I see what my personal trainer did for me. So it sounds cliche, but like she changed my life. Yeah, so really? I want to do that for other people. So that's basically why
What's her name?
A personal trainer. Cynthia Gonzalez.
Shout out to Cynthia Gonzalez. You may have made a Beachbody star.
Yeah. Well, for me, I came out to LA with no job. Mm-hmm. I knew one person, and she taught bar. And I was like, okay, I'll try it. And it started off rough for me. I was very shy. So mm-hmm. it was pretty hard for me to stand up in front of a group of people mm-hmm. and motivate and inspire, and let alone teach the class. Mm-hmm. So it took a minute for me to kind of get used to all that, and now I couldn't imagine not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah.
I imagine in the house there's a lot of competing styles. What have each of you learned that you didn't know before? Like for your own fitness, like, you know, regimen?
Bar kicked my butt. I was like, I'm not trying to take anything away from me. I'm like, okay, it's dancing. I can do this. Yeah. I like to dance. And then she gave me like two moves, and I was like, okay, okay.
Well, all right. Staying with her, I remember we were doing, I think, Siggy's workout, and I picked up like a 5-pound weight, and this girl was like, no, you're grabbing the 15s, and I was like, no.
Are you sure?
What's that?
That's funny. Yeah. So what made you want to do this Beachbody competition, and how did you hear about it? I know both of you probably have different stories. How did you get contacted, or did you contact them?
Well, basically through my Instagram, a casting company reached out to me. I make sure I try to keep my Instagram very professional, as PG as possible, because I do have a daughter. So I don't want to...
What's your Instagram so our followers can follow you?
So my Instagram is @SabrinaJonesFit_the20s. So T-H-E-2-0 with an S on it, the 20s.
And for our listeners, that's the importance of responsible social media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, so I want to keep it as professional as possible, because I don't want opportunities to come to me that are, you know, compromising, because I do have a daughter. So it was kind of amazing when someone reached out to me through my social media. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, all this, you know, hours on social media is not for nothing.
Good.
So, yeah.
For me, I am already kind of in the industry with dance. I still try and audition, and mm-hmm. so I reached out to a casting, Cornwall casting.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So you heard about it and just
submitted. Through that, yeah, and I just submitted, and it was a long process of auditions.
Tell us about that process, because I think a lot of our followers, viewers, they don't understand how, like, crazy it is when you're competing, and, you know, they narrowed it down to 20, but I'm pretty sure there was thousands of people, if not, you know, close to that, who are auditioning.
Yes, it was intense.
So, I started auditioning for the show like October or November of 2015. I got contacted. They told me, okay, fill out this long application and then send in these videos. And
a lot of videos.
Lots of videos. Yeah. And they're like, okay, we need more videos and fill out this application again. I think maybe they were probably looking for like consistency, like see if you're lying on the application. Because they sent us like three applications. I'm like, I've answered these questions already. So so many applications and so many videos and so many tests we had to pass. Like we had to pass like drug tests.
Yeah.
It was like on the spot. Like you have to get it done like within 2 days. So there's like if anyone was doing drugs, like they caught them, you know?
Yeah.
So.
And there was also a Skype interview that I think that was like the last deciding factor before we were moved into the house.
And what was it like when you got the call that you got the spot on the show?
So it went so long after like my last like video that I sent in that I thought like, okay, yeah, that was my last stop. I guess I didn't make it. Because you know, I've auditioned for other things and you know, they don't call you back to say, hey, sorry, thank you for auditioning. You know, it's just kinda they don't talk to you anymore.
I know. I was running around my house. You know, as a dancer, I'm used to so much rejection. So I thought, okay, it's just another audition that I didn't get. Yeah. And then I got the phone call, and I was just like, yes.
So excited.
You know, so excited. But we still didn't even know really what to expect until we got there.
Mm-hmm. So do you guys have, like, names for your programs, your different programs?
Maybe.
Everyone does develop 2 20-minute programs.
Now, do you develop the programs in the house? Do they have people come and help you? How do your programs get developed?
We did develop them. That was all us. But we did have Stephanie, who just kind of helped us look over everything and before it reached Beachbody.
She's a fitness technician for Beachbody.
Yeah, so she kind of went over everything to make sure that, you know, it was, gave us the okay before Beachbody saw it, basically. Right. Yeah. And she would kind of deliver the feedback, but pretty much it was all us.
Now, who is your favorite person in the house? Other than
I can already answer for her. Rachel.
I do. Rachel was my roommate.
Is she a dancer too, or was
she's not? No, completely different. Yeah. She is a soccer player, she's awesome
and hilarious.
And for you,
and then mine was probably Megan, because literally me and this girl were the same people. We had the same sense of humor. Like we would be laughing, and everyone was like, shut up. Like, what are you laughing about?
They would stay up for, like, hours after. Everyone was already asleep, and then...
No, you guys were asleep at 8 p.m. That was just you guys. Yes,
my bedroom where we were the grandmas.
Now, were there cameras filming you the entire time in the house? Was there, like, no privacy? Like, did they take away your phones, like, the real world? Was it, like, all in?
All we had was each other and Beachbody on demand.
Oh, my
no
goodness.
Music, no texting, phones,
no texting. Instagram, no Snapchat, no.
Nothing.
I had a loop for 2 months.
Woo! How was that like?
I don't even think, like, if we had our phones, we would not have gotten to know
each
other.
It was bittersweet. You know, on one aspect of it, I wanted to tell my family and my friends everything. Mm-hmm. I'm very close with them, so I wanted to share, you know, the journey with them. But on the other end, it was really nice to be able to just focus on what we were there to do. So that was cool.
And did you guys get any advice from any of the Beachbody trainers, like Tony Horton or Autumn Calabrese? Did you guys get any advice from them?
With the challenge that we did, the live...
Episode 6, I believe. Episode five.
You'll see Tony Horton kind of talking to us, and Autumn going around actually giving advice on like what we should do, how we should pretty much make our live workouts.
She went around to everyone and gave us a few minutes, so that was really cool.
So you guys have been able, like, what is it you guys have taken from, I guess, from their expertise or their knowledge that might impact you going forward?
You don't always have to be so big and commanding like Tony. I mean, Autumn, she's good, but she has this, like, it's still calm. Mm-hmm. And I feel like sometimes you have to overdo it, and that's not me. I don't so it's always uncomfortable for me to, like, feel like I'm not doing enough. So,
for me, you're done.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't want to cut you off. For me, Autumn... She has dance experience as well, so she gave me really great advice, just basically reiterating that, you know, not everyone's a dancer, so really make sure you're cueing, you know, every single exercise as best as we can.
Nice. Now, now that you guys are still in the house... Out of the house, maybe in the house. Okay.
Say too much, right? Yeah.
All right. So while being in the house, you guys, I know you have a daughter, correct?
Yes.
So were you able to contact your daughter, check up with her, write her letters, anything?
Yeah, I talked to her while I was in the house, and she was always asking me, when am I coming home?
Aww.
I know. Yeah.
That must have been really, really tough.
It was so hard. I'm just like, I'm working, baby. I'm working to get you those toys. And she's like, okay, all right.
It's worth it. Were you allowed to at least leave the premise to go to the store or anything? Did you have to work out at the house as well?
Yes.
So
everything was at the house.
Oh, my goodness. So there wasn't, like, no nights out to party?
Oh, no.
No. Wow. 2 months.
Our party was Beachbody on demand.
Wow. So that's a lot. That's intense. At least, like, the real world and stuff, they can, like, leave the house together and come back. And then you're not, you know, you're not working. You're just literally with each other. And
We did have a field trip to Beachbody headquarters.
Oh, that's cool.
So that was nice to get out of the house. That was episode 5.
Yeah. Cool.
Well, I know for me, the hardest part would be missing football. And so we have a little word from our sponsor. How's that for a segue? But football season is finally here, and it's time to put your fantasy knowledge to the test to win your share of $100,000 in DraftKings free week one contest. That's right. DraftKings is hosting a free contest this weekend with $100,000 in total prizes up for grabs. DraftKings.com is the destination for one-week fantasy football. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. Or you can try 50-50 contest where the top half of all entries win cash. DraftKings even has contests exclusively for beginners. There's something for everyone at DraftKings. Hurry to DraftKings.com now. Use code BSports and play free in this weekend's $100,000 fantasy contest. This contest is 100% free, so there's no reason not to play. Again, that's code BSports to play free for your share of $100,000 this weekend, only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details. Well, thank you, DraftKings. We appreciate your support.
All right, so what type of workouts did you have in the house? Were you allowed to wake up every day and just do your own workout, or did you have to do certain workouts with each other, or how was that like? Or describe a typical day when you wake up in that house. What is it like?
So when we wake up, it's everything's kind of unknown to us. They like to have that surprise factor always. But we'd wake up and basically we would figure out what we're going to work
out.
We'd get mic'd. Yes, if not, we'd get in trouble. Get your mic on.
We're not allowed to talk without that mic.
Yeah. So we wake up, get our mic on, and then breakfast, and then workouts, and then whenever they decided to spring a challenge on us, surprise.
Was it like Top Model where they would get, like, I think, like a note or a package,
Exactly.
Basically, Dan, our host, would pop up on a little television screen and was like, hey, guys, get ready. Yeah. And we were like, for what? We'll find out.
Yeah, how was that with, I know your diets are so particular, especially with the physical activity you'll be doing for the day. How was that managing not knowing what you're going to do and then having your food and your meal prep?
That was always rough. Yeah. Really rough.
So you're telling me no chef? No Shakeology?
No. We did have a Shakeology bar. That was amazing.
I do love some Shakeology. Yes. It's some good so stuff. Good. Yeah.
But most of us are eating like 6 times a day already. Yeah. You know, and then
they were aware of that, definitely.
Yeah.
But then, it was hard.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Would you get mad at each other if, like, someone ate too much food and you're, like, hungry?
Oh, my God.
We put our names on everything.
One instance, I cooked ground turkey, like, for everyone. I cooked it for everyone. I went outside 10 minutes for an interview. 10 minutes. I came back. It was gone.
The guys were...
Like, what? Where'd it go?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the guys ate a lot.
Meal
prep. I wouldn't mess with you. Yeah. I see those guys. Was there anything in the house, like, were you allowed to have sweets or alcohol? Like, did they put junk food to kind of, like, tempt you? No?
I think we were pretty much on our own for food. Okay. So if we wanted sweets, that was your personal choice. Mm-hmm. But we had, you know, photo shoots and the filming of the videos coming up. So I think a lot of us were like, we'll just wait till after.
Yeah. Our mindset is not so much, I need to eat sweets. It's more of a, like, we know what we have to do to look a certain way, so we do it.
You know? I imagine, like, it's different when, let's say, The Biggest Loser, you have contestants who are overweight, obese, who are addicted to certain foods. But I imagine it would be easy for you guys because it's like you live that lifestyle, you know? You live it, you walk it, you preach it. So I imagine, you know, there wouldn't be many instances where somebody's like, you know, diving into a cake head first.
Occasionally, but Beachbody was always watching. Yeah. So, you know, you didn't want to, like, sit there with a bowl of candy and be like, hey, I'm going to be the next Super Tanner.
Exactly. Everything in moderation. I mean, if we wanted a piece of cake, we would have it because we're not nuts.
I think we did celebrate TJ and Duran's birthday. Yeah. I think it was episode 2. So yeah. We did have some cake.
Yeah.
I'd be in the bathroom eating with the door closed so nobody sees.
Now, are you getting to develop these programs with feedback? I mean, from people participating.
From Beachbody.
So you're not getting with test groups?
No.
How is that for you guys developing something without getting someone in there?
Well, we would give each other feedback. Mm-hmm. You know, again, that's pretty much all we had in the house. And we all were allowed to pick 2 people to be in our workout videos. So we use each other to give feedback. That's all we had.
It must be, to some degree, tough because you want to develop something that almost anyone can do. And you have the fittest people.
Yeah, I know. It was hard to tell. We had to take that into consideration because, you know, me being a modifier is not the same as an average person that needs to modify. So definitely had to take that.
All right. So how was it in the house as far as, like, I guess that getting in competition mode or, like, so you have to live in the house, you have to be friendly, but at the same time, you're competing for that number one spot. So did you sabotage people? Because I know if you would have picked, you know, me to be in your video and test your workout, I'd be like, girl, this is amazing. This is awesome. I'm like, girl, that is so bad. You can't set that up. You know, like, I'm competitive and I will what I need to do. You know what I mean? Like, no, add more kicks, jump up and down. That's good enough. Don't worry.
I don't know. I don't think so. No. We are really good people.
Yeah.
I really don't, unless it was behind our backs.
Well, everything was filmed, so nothing eventually would be behind anyone's back. Yeah. But, I mean, Beachbody is such an amazing company. Yeah. I don't think we wanted to show a side of us that was nasty because
but it's also a reality show that makes for good TV.
It was kind of hard to balance. I know you know you want drama that's interesting, but I'm not sure how much.
Yeah, I don't want to compromise the way I'm perceived.
Exactly.
Did that take some time that to get used to that you'd be filmed like all the time?
Yeah, yes. You're like walking around picking wedges. You're like, oh great, cameraman's right there. Oh, great.
I have to go to the bathroom. They're listening. Great.
That's funny. Did you see any? I know, like on other shows, they'll have what is it called? Like they'll team up. They'll have like some people.
Kind of alliance like alliance?
Yeah. Did you guys create any alliances? Was it like girls
There's
against
only
guys?
One winner. There's only one winner. Yeah, so I mean,
it didn't even matter.
It's all about you. I mean, it was nice to make those friendships, and sometimes it was hard to kind of separate the competition and the friendships that were developing, but overall, I think, you know, we were just focusing on our programs and
getting to that
one spot.
Yeah, I don't think that would have helped.
Yeah. How did you find inspiration for your individual programs? Did you do like a dancing program? Did you do a marine program? Did you just stick with what you knew best?
So I wanted to do a military kind of base program, but they had already 22 Minute Hardcore coming out, and I didn't know about that one before.
I know, I'm like, dang it,
I would have been perfect for that one.
Would've.
Yeah, so I pretty much just kind of based mine on
about things that I love.
That you love.
Yes.
It's so hard for us because we don't know what you can say.
Yeah, My programs are all bar.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I stuck with bar, just knowing that, you know, Beachbody doesn't have that yet. I wanted to stick with
that's
that.
Awesome. So who are your, I guess, fitness idols other than...
Who are you following on Instagram?
Yeah. other than, you know, the Beachbody, you know, big names. Who do you follow on Instagram for fitspiration?
Yeah. Other than Beachbody? I mean, I do love Shanti, though. I mean, he is a dancer.
Oh,
and I started with Insanity, and then... He just came out with Size, and I love it.
Went back to his roots of Size.
Yeah.
I like that dancing.
So, for me, I love Sagi because I do love bodybuilding. But my number one motivation right now would have to be Nicole Wilkins.
Oh, yeah.
Wilkins.
Yeah, and LaToria.
Familiar.
Yeah. Yeah. Figure Olympia.
Olympia.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so probably her. And then LaToria Watts. She's number one right now. But we'll see. Olympia's going on, like, now. Yeah. So we'll see.
And so you were competing, so you think you're going to jump back into competition at some point?
I am. I've been just kind of living. I can't believe I let 2 years go by. But I'm glad I didn't get too far away from, you know, my stage appearance. So I'll be probably getting back on stage probably 2017.
That'll be exciting.
After being in the house, is there anything that you're more open or wanting to do now? Like, would you ever consider doing a fitness show or...
I've considered it. I mean, I definitely like to stay open to everything. I never said no to Sagi or any of the other workouts. You know, I like trying everything.
Yeah, and what about you?
I love bodybuilding. It's kind of hard to get away from it because it's like, I don't want to mess up my workout. But I don't know. Everything's not for everyone.
Is there anything in the house that you've learned? Because I'm sure everybody was just such a wealth of knowledge in terms of health and fitness, nutrition. Was there anybody in the house that really, like, just educated you on things that you didn't know already?
I mean, everyone had a different fitness background. So I kind of just took a little from everyone in general. Rachel was my roommate, and she is a nutritionist, so she gave me a lot of feedback with that, and it was really cool to just bounce off of everyone, because everyone brought something different.
Yeah, so with me, since I do like to eat, I'm from Georgia, I would always pay attention to, like, you know, what everyone's eating in the house, because, you know, I have my own set of meals, you know, that you're used to eating all the time, but when you look at, like, hey, what is Erica eating, what is Rachel eating, I kind of get ideas for, you know, new meals that I can make, so I took a lot from that.
Were there any vegans in the house? I'm vegan, that's what I know personally.
Sure. I'm probably the closest one.
Oh, okay, very good.
I was a vegan for a year.
Nice. Was it difficult for you, though, being in the house and you're a vegetarian?
Yes. I was the only one, and I'm pretty sure everyone looked at me like I was crazy. But, yeah, it's just a choice. I've been a vegetarian for, like, 7 or 8 years.
Can you give our viewers some tips just becoming a vegetarian, what you like to eat?
Yes.
What favorite recipes you have?
Well, Shakeology I've definitely incorporated. Yeah. Having that Shakeology bar was incredible. And they do have a vegan option.
Yeah.
So definitely incorporating that. You know, a lot of people get worked up on the whole protein thing, but they don't understand that. There are a lot of vegetables and, you know, beans and quinoa that all have a ton of protein. So don't get all caught up on the protein.
And you, so you're into doing the fitness shows, and I know that is heavily protein based. Could you ever see yourself going vegan or vegetarian? Because you know Shaka,
I've tried.
Yeah. We've talked. Yeah. I've told myself like I want to do it.
Yeah, you know, she said I want to do it, and then by nighttime, dinner time, I was like, sorry, Erica,
it's too hard. Meat is so good. I don't think I could do it. Maybe one day.
I'll keep trying.
What is the biggest takeaway from doing this show that you have? What are some things that you've learned that you look back and you're like, I'm happy I've learned this. This is what I'm taking away from this, whether you become the winner or not.
Well, for me, before fitness, I was like really, really shy. Mm-hmm. After fitness, I just became an extrovert. And then I realized when I get around my peers, like trainers, I go back to that. So I gotta stay consistent. Like, don't go back to that shy girl just because you're around your peers, you know, people that know just as much as you know. Because once you're around people that don't really know that much about fitness, you're like, yes, I can educate you.
Yeah.
But then you're around your peers, you're like, we all know this. There's nothing I can tell you. So I just got to get away from still, you know, reverting back to that very, very shy girl I used to be.
I know. If you become the Beachbody winner, you have to be an extrovert.
I know. Exactly. Shy.
For me, I think it was just confidence. You know, we were always put on the spot. We never knew what we were getting ourselves into, really. And just being forced to create the videos, to work with a bunch of different trainers from different backgrounds, it really gave me a lot of confidence to just, you know, show them what I can do.
And I'm going to ask that sort of sentimental pageant question. What would winning mean to you, for both of you?
So for me, winning would mean I could give my daughter and my mom, like, the life that I've never had. I'm from a small town in Georgia. Like, everyone knows everyone, a small house. Like, I could live a life that I've, you know, only dreamed of. I've literally wanted to live in California my whole life because I used to watch Full House. So, wake up, San Francisco. So now that I'm living here, I'm like, yeah, step one.
I mean, it's so beyond the whole money thing, you know. You don't wake up one day and say, oh, I want to be a trainer because I want to be a millionaire. Mm-hmm. So if you're a trainer, you know, you want to help people and inspire. And I think using Beachbody as that platform would be amazing to just reach the amount of people that I've always dreamed of reaching. So.
And giving them nice booties, right?
Yeah.
Bar gives you a good booty. Booty bar.
No matter how you get there, that's what everyone wants is a good butt.
Exactly. So that being said, there's only one winner.
Right.
What happens, or what will you continue to do or try to do if you don't win?
Well, if I don't win, I'm just going to basically try to just move on from there. I mean, the show is a great opportunity. Whether you win or not, you're going to change some lives. You know, someone's going to connect with you, and just have to take it as, you know, a positive, not a negative, and just move on from there.
Definitely. I mean, we currently have Team Black and Team Yellow's workouts up on Beachbody On Demand already. So already we have that. And from there, like she said, it was a great opportunity, win or lose. And you just got to take that and run with it.
Nice. So Beachbody On Demand, tell us more about that. Do you have to pay for it? Do you just go online? How does all that work? How can we watch this show?
So, like, for a small monthly fee, you can get access to just about all the Beachbody workouts. Mm-hmm. And all the, so you can, and you can binge watch, like, all the 20 shows.
Oh,
so,
good.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you don't have it, there's a 30-day trial.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Now, I was going to say, but the 30-day trial, once the trial's over, then you just pay for it to get the full. Okay.
Right.
So, on the different on demand, the different shows, the different workouts, does it have everything? Does it have the 21-day fix? Does it have everything on there as well?
Yes, it does. It has 21-day fix, body beast, size, all of them.
It's so interesting because back in the day, like, we would have to do the DVDs or, just like, one of them. Now you can just, you would just have one. Now you can pay a fee and just get everything. Yeah. And I feel like that would work for so many people because I know me, I get so bored. Even when I go to the gym, sometimes I'm like, okay, today I'm going to try belly dancing, you know? Yeah. Today I'm going to try Zumba. Today I'm going to try,
you
know.
And it's nice with the iPad. You can take that to the gym and find a little
I see a lot of people
even
do that.
Phone. Yeah. Yep. They have the app now, so you can pretty much take it anywhere.
Now, online, do you guys have a website where you can go to learn more about you, or is it just your social media?
Basically, just my social media. Mm-hmm. So Sabrina Jones Fit _ the 20s. And then I also have another one, Bree _ Worldwide. And that's my two Instagrams.
Mine is _ Erica, E-R-I-C-K-A, Taylor, and another _.
Are you guys getting a lot of, like, fans, like, now that you're on the show, like, messaging you and hitting you up? And
yeah, it's so weird. People are like, yeah, you inspire me. I'm like, wow, I don't even know you, but I inspire you. It's so weird. Like, thank you.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, a lot of Beachbody coaches have reached out, but it's weird.
Yeah. That's cool. I'm happy for you guys.
Such an awesome start for you guys. Yeah.
If you guys don't know, Shaka was in a few Beachbody videos, right?
Yeah, I did Rev Abs, and I did some of the Shakeology commercials. So when they came out with that vegan Shakeology, I was super excited. So
so good.
All right, so I need to get caught up with the show. Shaka's going to get caught up. You guys out there, you guys are going to get caught up. And then if you have any questions for us, tweet at us, Instagram us, on iTunes. Let us know your questions. And even though, you know, they won't be on next week, we will get back in contact with them if you have certain questions. Or you can reach out to them yourselves and ask away. But hopefully, you know, one of you will be the winner and we'll have you back.
Yeah, and vote in October, the20show.com.
All right, you guys, great episode. Thanks for coming in. I'm really excited. I'm definitely going to go binge watch. And hopefully I get to see some of your workouts, too, so I can watch and do the workouts while I'm watching. You guys can check us out every week, same place, same time, Wednesday, here on Fit Club. I'm your host, Fallon Mercedes. You can go to fitwithfallon.com or fitwithfallon on Instagram and social media to catch up with me. Where can they find you, Shaka?
And you can find me at Shaka Strong on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat.
And one more time, we're going to get your social medias.
_ Erica, E-R-I-C-K-A, Taylor _.
And then mine is Sabrina Jones Fit _ the 20s.
All right, you guys, we'll see you next week. Thanks for tuning in.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood.
Hollywood redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.